Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2530, How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, take time first thing to visualize an incredible day. Robin Howard. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. The Avengers, Justice League, Rocket Raccoon and friends. These groups of superheroes fight crime, defeat evildoers, and kick butt all over the galaxy. Each team is composed of those who are the absolute best at what they do. They work together, build off of each other's strengths, compensate for each other's weaknesses, and help when help is needed. Teamwork rules. If you run into the Avengers, or if you're a bad guy and trying to avoid them, you can expect technical mastery from Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man, incredible strength from Bruce Banner, also known as the Hulk, an otherworldly butt-kicking via lightning and hammer from the mighty Thor, muscular strength and endurance from the patriotic Captain America. You'll find similar stories with the Justice League. Superman, Batman, The Flash, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and so on. Sure, individually, each superhero is incredibly impressive. However, each person becomes stronger when combined with the unique skills and abilities of their superhero colleagues. The Flash is lightning fast, but there might be times where he needs help from Batman and his gadgets or Superman and his power of flight to save the day. As the saying goes, the whole can often be greater than the sum of its parts. Those in tights and capes are no different. I've rambled on about superheroes for a few paragraphs now. What for? Because I have a simple question for you. What are you bringing to the table? I want to know what your superpower is. Are you a weightlifting fanatic who gladly dishes out advice on how to get stronger at squats and deadlifts? Maybe you're a hell of a cook and your friends always look forward to your next meal together. Maybe you're not in the best shape, but your powers of persuasion or guilt tripping are so strong that you can organize a fun run at work or a weekend hike to the mountains at a moment's notice. Or are you the one who shows up late to everything, eats poorly, and complains about not having enough time? Today, you get to decide what your superpower is, and how it can be used to improve the lives of those around you. As Olmec says in Legends of the Hidden Temple, yes, I just referenced an old Nickelodeon TV show, quote, the choice is yours, and yours alone, end quote. Maybe you haven't quite figured out your superpower yet, Luckily, we live in a world where anything is possible, so you can decide what you want to have as a superpower and then go get it. You can even make up your own epic destiny as to how you got that power. My story? I wanted to become the go-to nerd for fitness, diet, and travel advice. Sure, I didn't study fitness in school and I had never been out of North America, but that didn't mean I couldn't acquire these skills and get really good at them. Batman and Iron Man weren't born with any superpowers either. They had to learn and create to become superheroes. That's not bad company to be part of. Once your superpower is decided. Do you have your superpower decided? Do you know what you want your special ability to be? Good. Now use it. Get better at it. Read books, spend time on forums, test yourself, and increase your abilities. Want to know what the best and fastest way to increase your knowledge and power in a particular skill is? Teach somebody else to do it. I started Nerd Fitness with just a passion for fitness and not a lot of knowledge. As the days, weeks, months, and years went on, I took readers' questions and did my best to learn everything I could about the subject they wanted to learn about, whether it was barefoot running, diet soda, parkour, or not sucking at working out. I soaked up as much info as possible from multiple sources and then presented it to the class. I'm still not an expert, but I know more than most and can teach those that are less knowledgeable than me. I've learned that my passion for helping people with fitness and wellness is equaled only by my desire to learn more about fitness and wellness. I have become a sponge for knowledge. Shut up, being a sponge can be a cool superpower. You just listened to the post titled, How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In today's article, the author, Steve, mentioned how becoming a sponge of information can be your superpower. It's kind of like finding what your passions are and following them. But I often get asked, Dr. Neil, how do I know what my passions are? Well, Steve actually provided us a great starting point. What interests you? What are some things that you could read about or research for hours, where when you're reading, the time just seems to fly by? I'll give you an example. I didn't immediately know that I was passionate about nutrition. In fact, someone had to point that out to me. I would read nutrition textbooks for fun before going to bed at night. When someone asked me as part of a polite conversation, hey, have you read any interesting books lately? And I responded with, well, I'm reading a nutrition textbook and it's pretty fascinating. They said, oh, are you studying nutrition in school? And I said, no, I just like reading this stuff. They then responded with, huh, maybe you should think about getting a nutrition degree since you seem to be passionate about it. That's when the light bulb went on. So ask yourself, what am I curious about? What could I read and research for hours because it's so interesting to me? Then see if you can get paid to do it. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.